ruined its for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With five big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.
Ruined it's here on Triple M Roo tonight. The AFL kicks off, but as far as our teams are concerned, the Crows and Port Adelaide, we play on Saturday, and we got both coaches coming up, which is very, very exciting for us. First up, let's say a very good morning, Ken Hinckley from Port Adelaide. How are you, Ken?
Good, boys.
Very big game on Saturday afternoon, Ken, up against Melbourne, one of the fancy teams for the season. You confident?
Yeah, we are, Roo. I mean, but we understand the challenge. And Melbourne, as you said, everyone's tipping Melbourne to be one of those top three or four sides. And we expect that will be a significant challenge for us. We've had pretty positive pre-season, and we're ready to go. So we give ourselves a great opportunity.
Ken, today's selection, but I know that you think about these things all week. In fact, you've probably thought about it for many, many weeks. How settled are you in your own mind with the lineup? Because you know, all of us try to pick our own team, and I'm finding it hard to squeeze people in, and good players are going to get left out. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, we're pretty comfortable with who we're going to pick, well, with what we're going to pick and the players we're going to bring into the side. And, you know, it's going to be significant change to our side from round 23 last year. There always is for most teams, but obviously we're going to be bringing in we're bringing in four debutants, and we're going to be bringing in two boys that are playing their first game as well for Port Adelaide in an AFL game, so there's six changes on their own, and that makes you quite new.
Yep. Is the defence, the whole of the back six, has that been the hardest one to settle on or not particularly?
Well, look, it has, but we've actually got a couple who are just still building. So I think once they're in there, and, you know, when Hammer's playing his first game on Friday night, and, you know, and Brogsy's got a little bit of a hammy, but he'll play in the following week. Leno hurt his knee. So if they're all up and going at the one time, certainly it's going to make places really tight. But at the moment, you know, it's tight still, but when they're all back, it's even going to be harder.
How will Paddy Ryder go playing in a helmet? Read in the paper the other day, he found it hard to see the ball when it was up high. Well, has it been changed at all, or will he be fine?
Yeah, no, he'll be fine, Roo, but it'll be modified a little bit more. This is the first time he had it on the other day, and he's just getting used to what it feels like and looks like. And for him, it, you know, the little bit of peripheral vision was the one that he said the most. He wasn't quite sure when he was down over the low ball, he could see enough. So there'll be some sort of slight modifications, but, you know, really the helmet's there just to help Paddy feel stronger, and he'll be fine.
How long do you think Charlie Dixon will be on the sidelines for after the operation? Obviously, he hasn't played a pre-season game, and then, you know, need to get fit as well. Will it be 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a while. There's no real time frame that I can give you, but, you know, when you've had surgery, you can imagine that it's, you know, it's going to go past 2 weeks in a pretty quick hurry. And, you know, what it ends up at, we're really hopeful that the point that he was going okay, but he just couldn't quite push through the next part. So we think with a little bit of arthroscopic surgery that he's had now, that'll help him get to that point much quicker. And once he gets there, he won't take long because he's aerobically pretty fit, Charlie's always been in pretty good shape. So that's not his biggest challenge. The challenge is that, you know, being able to constantly load his ankle and his leg with 105 kilos and 200 centimetres. So that's his biggest challenge.
Mm. Ken, you made a hard call in that last game against North Melbourne. You left out young Dougal Howard. Has he done enough to earn a call-up for round one?
No, we'll probably be pretty comfortable with what we played in JLT 2, and most of those boys will get first opportunity at this stage. You know, I suggest that Dougal will probably just miss.
Right, okay. That's big news. He's got plenty of potential, but if he's not doing what he needs to do, well, sending him back to the SNFL is never a bad thing to do, to fire him up a little bit, Ken. Hey, it's a year that's important for both clubs. Both Adelaide clubs had disappointing years last year. How do you talk to your players, or how do you set a goal for 2019? Do you focus on just winning enough games to play finals? Do you set yourself a goal of doing that, or, you know, do you use the old line of just taking it a week at a time? Have you spoken to your players about what you want to achieve in 2019?
Oh, no, look, Roo, we as a footy club always look at the season and go, you know what, our results are based on we want to be a part of the finals. That's our number one goal. How many games we need to win? You know, in the past it's been around that 12 or 13 games. We don't look at the number of games we need to win, but we certainly have a long-term view that we'd like to be playing finals at the end of the year, like every club. I say that all the time. All 18 clubs at this stage of the year would be thinking and predicting that they want to be a part of the finals. Then you go about, as you said, the week-by-week scenarios. And, you know, this week now we must focus in on Melbourne and make sure we get our best opportunity there. to put us on the path to where we want to go. So we won't be any different. We'll be still thinking long term. We'll be thinking, we set out the start of the year to play finals. That's what we're aiming to do. Doesn't mean every side's going to do it, but we're aiming to do it. And now we've got to focus in on week to week.
You know you've made it when you get a tattoo of yourself on someone's forearm or leg, Ken. You must have been very excited to see one of your real Port Adelaide diehard fans put your head on their body.
I don't know that you realise that was my leg, Ruth.
Oh, Bull, is that yours? You got your own tattoo, yeah? Oh, gee, you're very confident in your abilities. That's done that.
That's the only way I was ever going to get a tattoo.
Nah, it's your wife, wasn't it?
No, I have had a bit of notice about that tat, and it's one that I prefer not to talk too much about.
All right, Ken.
So
well, anyway,
comfortable with me.
Not many people can say they've got a tattoo anyway.
Nah, good on you, Ken. Let's get the season off to a flying start. Good luck against the Demons this weekend.
Good on you, boys, and we'll talk through the year.
Good on you. Thanks for talking to us. Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley. And do you know what, Roo? I like a coach that makes a hard call. I think that Dougal Howard one's interesting because Port fans would think, oh, he's a real young talent. He's shown us a fair bit.
Mm.
Obviously, if you're not, you said it, if you're not doing the right thing, well, you get sent back.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And he, look, bit of honesty there. Told us about Charlie Dixon, Paddy Ryder, and yeah.
Ruined It's for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With 5 big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.